This is Peter Gold, part of the communications team at the National Center for Homeopathy, joined today by Iris Bell, MD and PhD, distinguished researcher in the field of complementary and alternative medicine, to talk about homeopathy and the current evidence or lack of same to support its efficacy. Dr. Bell, welcome.
Thank you.
I can't help but first moved in today's interview to a BBC story that is running on the wires about a decision made by the National Health Service in Highland, Scotland, to end future support for homeopathic treatment based on the comments of the director of that, of the public health department in Highland, Dr. Margaret Somerville, who told members of the board, NHS board, that there was quote-unquote no evidence that homeopathic remedies work and therefore funding should be halted. It seems to me, and I'll turn it over to you to respond to this, but it seems to me that if one looks at the balance of the basic science evidence, the preclinical evidence, and the clinical evidence, that the claim that there's no evidence that remedies work is false on the face of it. You're someone who has worked in this field a very long time and have an international reputation on the topic. So I turn it over to you. Is there, in fact, evidence that remedies work, or is Margaret Somerville correct?
Well, the short answer is that she's incorrect. As a scientist, I would ask her to look at the actual evidence that's in the literature in peer-reviewed journals, not only in the complementary medicine literature, but also in the mainstream literature, that clearly shows that in homeopathy, while the topic is complex and probably the effects of the remedies are far more complex and interesting than conventional drugs in certain ways, that there is plenty of evidence that homeopathic remedies are biologically active, they are different from placebo, and in a number of clinical studies they have shown effects that have not been seen with the placebo. Doesn't mean that homeopathy works all the time in every clinical condition. You know, the evidence says no so far. But most of the studies that she would be referring to would be very small-scale studies that were selectively analyzed by people who were skeptics of homeopathy. And more careful review even of that larger literature suggests that there is, in fact, evidence if you look more appropriately at the total body of information available.
Dr. Bell, if you could tell us a bit about your background.
Yes, I am a professor of family and community medicine, psychiatry, psychology, and public health at the University of Arizona, moving into emeritus status. But I'm also someone who's been working in the field of NIH-funded research in complementary medicine, particularly homeopathy, for over a decade now. I've actually been working in the larger field for my entire career, working in areas such as biofeedback, nutrition, environmental health, and more recently, homeopathy.
And so, thank you for that. And if I were, you know, back to the question I asked a moment ago, is there evidence or is evidence lacking that homeopathy works? In your opinion, there is evidence that it is biologically active. I guess one of the things that I'm always curious about, if there's evidence that it works for some conditions, for some patients and some conditions, if there's evidence that it's biologically active, if there's evidence in the basic science, in material science, and et cetera, that the system is plausible from the standpoint of material science of water, for instance. If all those things are true, that it's plausible based on the material science backing, you know, investigations have been done, that it's biologically active and that it works for some conditions and some patients, then it works. I mean, you can't be a little, I hate to say it, you can't be a little bit pregnant on this one. In science, there's either evidence that something is going on or there's evidence that that absolutely nothing is going on, and you certainly can't say that here.
Right, and I guess the bigger issue, or the maybe a better analogy that would help people who are more oriented to conventional medicine, is if you have a drug that's intended for a particular purpose, and of course this is different from the how we use homeopathy, but if you are using a conventional drug and you look at the body of literature on that drug, if it's intended to lower blood pressure and you want to know if it lowers blood sugar, the answer will probably be no. In other words, if you test something, it is not going to be a panacea for everything. And I think some of the skeptics are stuck well over 100 or more years ago in the discussion without having looked at the literature. Homeopathy is not a panacea, but homeopathy is a very interesting modality, actually a whole system of healthcare, which has unique properties and unique potential for personalized medicine. And in the world of conventional medicine, we are moving more and more in the direction of wanting to have very personalized, individualized care, now realizing that if you give the same drug to everyone, there are genetic differences between us, and some people will respond more strongly, some less strongly, some not at all, for every therapy that's available out there. Now, conventional drugs are strong, and they tend to force a particular part of the body to do a certain thing. And many times, the skeptics erroneously test homeopathy in the same way. And yet, that is not the claim of homeopaths or homeopathy. The claim of homeopathy is that it adjusts the balance of the system as a whole to cause it to function better, and therefore...
Across mental, physical,
right,
emotional constructs.
Right, and that is not something which a conventional drug is intended to do or typically capable of doing.
Right.
Therefore, we're talking about something that is different and has different properties. But these properties are beginning to be laid out in a series of scientific studies. We're not talking about one big home run study that everything is pinned on. We're not talking about any of the controversies of old when people would say, oh, there's one study and we have